With distribution across all 8 counties of Western New York and in most major grocery stores, including Wegmans and Tops, Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine is Western New York's premier free health, fitness, and nutrition magazine for people of all ages. With over 220,000 print readers and over 30,000 digital readers, you have made Buffalo Healthy Living the number one health magazine in Western New York region. You can find Buffalo Healthy Living online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. From our family to yours, happy holidays and a joyous new year.
Always get a visit from something Claus. Who's that?
Yeah, everybody getting something. Everybody getting something. Sheila had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled a phone on Richard Pryor. Santa said you no longer qualify, but you know what I say. Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. And I ain't talking about no toys. I give.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And today is, you know what? Today is a special holiday show. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy. You know, I miss you.
I know.
I feel like I haven't seen you in such
a
long time.
Weeks.
Where you been?
I was in Disney World last week.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Listeners, you know, when are you ever going to take us with you?
You can come anytime.
Oh.
We had a very nice trip last week, though, for my mom's, to celebrate my mom's birthday. And her retirement.
It starts with the invitation, Lauren.
Okay.
You can't
next
tell
time.
Us. You can't give the invitation after
next
you,
time
you come back.
I'll let you know. We're planning our
Louis,
next
what do you think about that?
I would love to go to Disney World.
No, what do you think about the fact that Lauren invites us when she comes back?
That's all right. I don't mind.
Okay. I can see whose side you're on.
Team Lauren.
Well, wow. Okay. So I'm an army of one. Well, it's good to see you back
in
studio.
Thank you. It's nice to be back. It's wonderful.
How was Disney World?
Disney World is magical.
It always is.
It is. It's so great. My family loves it. We've gone lots of times while I was growing up. So.
Is this a family tradition, holiday tradition?
This is our third time we've gone at Christmas. But we used to go at Easter when I was younger, so when we had off from school. But it was really special this year because we got to bring my nephew, who's 9 months old.
Your nephew?
Patrick.
Yes.
And he loved Disney World. So it was
I bet he did.
Trip. He loved looking at all the lights.
You are spoiling him already.
I know.
The favorite aunt.
He's the first on both sides, too. So he's
oh, my gosh.
He's pretty special.
So he's like a prince.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's great.
I would love to trade
very
places.
Lucky.
I would love to be him just for a weekend.
Just for a weekend.
Grandpa.
He's got a good life.
Grandpa, can we do this?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. He loves his grandpa.
How old is he?
9 months.
9 months?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just wait till he starts talking.
It's so fun now because he recognizes you and he has, you know, expressions and reactions and just, you know, he like will reach for you. So he knows. He just can't really
Knows
say.
It, you know, who knows who's
he'll like
who.
Babble a little, but no words yet. Soon, I think.
Okay.
Very soon.
Any favorite moments while you were at having your magical family
That's
experience?
A great question.
Was it dinner? Was it you and Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, we did do a couple character dinners.
Fireworks are always strong.
Fireworks
I feel
are
like
always
that never
great.
Disappoints.
Yep. We had some character meals. We did breakfast with the characters one day. That was fun. Dinner with them. It was great. It was just all great trip.
Well, who knows, Louis? Maybe next year, Lauren will give us the invite maybe in October, so we can go in December.
We'll do Western New York live from Disney
Yes,
World.
Live. And
that
we talked,
sounds fantastic.
And we talked about that last week. We said maybe Lauren is listening because we are streaming live.
Do you
live.
Remember, Drew watched the show Full House?
All the time.
All the time. Okay, so Wake Up, or not, it wasn't Wake Up San Francisco. It was Uncle Jesse and Joey's radio show. They went live from Disney World,
that's
and they
right.
were
yeah,
in the aquarium
yep.
at the Coral Reef in Epcot Center. I think we should take that on.
Well, you know what? We do live at the Wing Fest. We do live at the Buffalo Sky Ride. We've done live from the Buffalo Marathon. We've done live from the Corporate Challenge.
Bill's Games.
I don't know if the yes. name Louis DiBiase, though, carries as much weight as John Stamos.
I know.
Oh, but I think it will.
I don't know.
We're going to put
in
it out for
2019, it's going to do it.
2019.
Louis DiBiase,
okay.
We'll see. Lauren Lewis and Del Martin.
That's right. You know, a new tradition. And for our listeners out there, that's what you can expect for today's show. Today is very lighthearted. Each and every week, you know, we bring a conversation that's very unique to our listeners, to the community, which consists of bringing business owners and leaders of this community to talk about who they are and what they do. But today, you know what? We have something more special for you. We're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about lifestyles. We're going, you know what? We're even going to share some music. I love our opening. Everybody
what
gets
was
something.
That?
That was
Saturday
I think,
Night Live skit.
Louis, could you play it once again? Because I think they need to hear it once again.
Let me pull it up again.
Yeah, because once is not enough.
For, oh, okay.
Yeah,
is that today, your favorite Christmas song?
No, but
what's your favorite Christmas song, Dale?
My favorite Christmas song will be coming up.
Okay.
Okay, so I want it to be a mystery, and it's going to take you by surprise.
It's
one of my favorites.
Mine is Jingle Bells by Barbra Streisand.
Wow. Maybe, Louis, maybe we can...
It's one of my favorites. I have a lot of them.
But. On it.
I like my
Christmas DJ.
I like
Louis, what
Carrie.
Is your favorite Christmas song?
I like Michael Bublé.
Oh, I love Bublé.
Well at Christmas.
Which
Not
one?
The one I don't like is the Britney Spears one.
Okay.
I'll tell you that much. I like
Which
the Michael
one
Bublé one, though. It's beginning to look a lot like
oh,
Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good. That's a good one.
Michael Bublé is great.
Yeah,
he's coming to Buffalo in January, maybe.
That'll be the classiest concert I ever go to.
I went to Michael Bublé a few years ago when he was in town, and it was awesome.
I feel like
he's such a great performer.
Nice for that concert.
You have to dress nice.
Just the essence he gives off. I feel like I have to wear like a sweater vest and a tie.
He's a very dapper gentleman.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very dapper. Yeah. Dale just put muffins in front of me. What's going on here, Dale?
Well, what's your favorite? Blueberry or chocolate?
Blueberry.
Okay.
Blueberries are my favorite fruit.
I think that's blueberry.
Okay, is that for me?
One for
you.
One for the infamous Mr. Louis.
I'm good for a muffin.
You're good.
So as we're like getting into the holidays and
yes.
kicking off, you know, Christmas weekend, what's your favorite Christmas tradition or what's
reflection and reflections in the plural sense and just being with family.
Nice.
Just sitting back and just enjoying my three F's, food, football, and fun.
Nice, yeah.
And you know, thinking about what I want to do or what I need to do moving forward. But yes, it starts with food, football, fun. And the fourth one, which is so important, is family.
Family.
Just being with family.
Are you going to be with your family for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
To be determined, because when you have two sides, you have to spend one side. You know, you have to give everyone equal time.
Yeah.
And so I divide my time up with being on both sides of the family.
But all family. So yeah. That's great.
So you know. They can't cut me in half, so I give a little bit of that side and a little bit to the other side. What about yourself?
So Christmas Eve is my favorite day. I just love it. There's something just, I don't know, there's a special feeling to Christmas Eve. And on Christmas Eve, my dad, brother, and myself, we go to like the cemeteries where like my grandma, grandpa, and great aunt have been buried. And so we put cemetery wreaths on there.
Yes.
On their like other tombstones. So I really... like to do that. When they were alive, we'd bring them poinsettias.
Okay.
On Christmas Eve, we'd go deliver them, and then we'd have lunch. And since they've all passed, we go to the cemeteries and put the cemetery wreaths on. And it's one of my favorite traditions that we've done.
Okay. And you know, and I'm glad you asked me that question because it's important for me to mention this. We always have a Christmas Eve dinner. So there's always this big dinner. So mm-hmm. that's where the family part comes in.
Yeah, we do Christmas Eve at my aunt's house. We'll go to Christmas Eve Mass at 4 o'clock and then go over to my aunt's. And then Christmas morning, we do brunch and then dinner.
Okay. Louis, what about yourself? Any traditions?
Well, I used to be into the presents for the first 15 years of my life. But I'm
worth the money.
Yeah. Christmas Eve has always been my favorite, too. I think it's just more the buildup. Because, like, I don't know, Christmas Day, it's kind of like it's about to be over. So as a kid, I was always disappointed. After the morning, like once you open all your gifts, it's kind of like then it's almost over.
Yeah.
So Christmas Eve was fun because like you get presents and you're doing stuff, but you still have like that next morning to look forward to. But mm-hmm. now I don't know. I like getting gifts for other people now. I like getting creative with what I get for like my brothers and like my girlfriend and my parents and stuff. So I enjoy that part now. And I learned though that I'm not the best gift wrapper. It's like the second year I've actually started buying gifts for people, and that needs some work.
I
so
am
did
the
you
worst.
Wrap your gifts though yourself?
I wrapped them all
you
myself.
Did?
Yeah. Like it covers it all up. You can't see the presents, but like I had to use like 7 pieces of tape.
It's hard.
It's brutal. Like some people do it really nice. I'm like, I just mashed it all up. I'm like, all right, you can't see any parts of it. Let's just tape it all together.
Most people say, oh, this must be from Dale when they see my gifts. This must be from Dale.
You're not much of a wrapper either.
I can't wrap at all.
No. I like
that's they're just going to tear it up anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I like going to the stores where they wrap presents for you. Oh my gosh, makes life so much
a lot
easier.
Of the stuff I ordered online did that. Like it, instead of coming in like a gray package, it came in like gift wrap. I'm like, oh, this is perfect.
When they do it, I don't even want to unwrap it.
No,
because it looks so nice and neat.
Do you ever go to Reed's Gents and buy presents? Reed's, there's one right here on Maple.
That's jewelry, right?
They have all different gifts too. So it's like jewelry, it's china, they have a great buffalo section with buffalo themed gifts.
I have not though.
It's a wonderful store, but they wrap amazingly. So I love getting gifts there, and I just memorized watching the people wrap the gift for you. And I'm like, I wish I could do that.
I almost feel bad tearing into stuff like that because it looks
exactly.
so nice, and it probably took them a while to do.
I know.
And then my great-grandma actually used to take like 10 minutes every time she'd open a gift because she would like – lightly open up each part that you fold it over and like fold it back up and save the wrapping paper after the gift was open. Whereas like me, I'm just tearing into everything.
I know.
Any yes. way I can find a way to open it
We're
up.
We're like a big kid.
Yeah.
So with that being said, and gifts, talking about wrapping, is everyone done? You guys done shopping?
No.
No?
No. Every year I say
I
I'm
like
not going to be in the store on
people.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Every year I'm in the store on Christmas Eve.
What are the reasons why the mall is always open, Dale?
That's what it is, yeah.
Like, customers always, when I used to work at JCPenney at the Gallery Mall, people come and be like, oh, it sucks, it's open today. It's like, well, yeah, it's because people like you are here, and then that's going to be me this year shopping on Christmas Eve most likely, but.
Well, I tell you, guys, let's do this. You know what? Let's postpone the sports update. Let's hear some holiday cheer. And then I would like to ask each of you, what is Santa bringing you? Oh. What do you want Santa to bring you this year?
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary. Leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see. Was once me. Hit it, hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go
straight together. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Fill every stocking you find. They know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus. Go straight to the ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told me so. Santa Claus.
Buffalo, we told you it was going to be a different kind of Sunday. James Brown came to see Western New York at Work.
I never heard that song before.
To visit Dale and Lauren. You never heard that song before?
No.
It's a Dale Martin favorite.
Okay, we talked about that.
So that's your favorite Christmas song?
No, it's one of them.
One of them.
I like Mariah Carey's. I like...
Oh, yeah, All I Want for Christmas?
It's not New Edition. Well, Johnny Gill, he has a nice one. There's so many out there. It's hard to say what's your absolute favorite.
I know it is hard. So, I love
Frank Sinatra's
Christmas time.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't even think of all of them.
It's just too many. It really is. But that's one that, in tribute to my dad, in his memory, I did grow up as a kid listening to that.
Did you?
Yes.
Aw, so that's a good memory.
So, you know, that's
like a holiday tradition.
Holiday tradition and memory of my dad.
How nice.
Yes. And James Brown, a legend.
And James Brown.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, Louis, okay, let's go back to you. Any favorite traditional songs in your family?
Traditional songs?
Yes. Mm. He's taking too long to think about it.
There's so much Christmas music that, like, my dad used to, we had these big speakers next to our TV. He had, like, this big, like, speaker set. And he had this huge CD cabinet. So it was always fun. Like, we would have Christmas Eve at my house. Like, every other year, we'd switch on and off with my grandma. And he would always, like, be running, like, the CD player. And he'd play, like, Christmas music on loop basically all night. And it, like, basically would take up the entire house. Like, if you go outside, it used to be cool. You'd go across the street and you could still hear the music and stuff.
Oh, my God, it was blaring.
I don't know, like, a specific song, but it was always nice when he would just, like, play all that on loop, like, during Christmas Eve. And it was all right next to the fireplace, too. It was very comfy. And
it's nice,
yeah,
cozy
that was,
yeah. Christmas setting.
Yeah, it was super nice.
Okay.
I love the movie Home Alone and their soundtrack.
That's right.
Just watch
Christmas movies.
Yeah. Yep. Soundtrack for Home Alone is one of the best.
Yes, it is.
It has such great songs on there.
I actually watched Home Alone 2 last night.
Another great one.
And it's actually a lot better than...
It's funny.
It doesn't get talked a lot. I mean, sequels, a lot of people don't like,
but they did
the second movies, but that one was actually good.
Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2 are two of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it was very good.
I think we can expect to see that several times over the next couple of days.
I've been watching them since, I think, Thanksgiving.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Elf's a popular one.
Elf is popular.
I love Will Ferrell, so I like that one. One I don't really like all that much is A Christmas Story. Probably because TBS played it 24/7.
I know, and I used to love it.
5 years straight.
And I still will watch it, you know, when I sleep.
Yeah.
Like on Christmas Eve, I will, like, play it. I turn on TBS, and I let it just go all night.
I think that's why I don't like it, is because it was always running in the background on my dad's side of the family just the whole time, every year, and I just got really sick of it, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With that being said, we're going to get serious only for a few moments. Let's find out what's happening in the world of sports.
It's Bills game day. Buffalo is on the road in Foxborough to take on the Patriots in the second matchup with the AFC East rival. Josh Allen makes his first start against the Patriots, hoping to split the series with New England. On the injury front for Buffalo, Chris Ivory is questionable with a shoulder injury, while cornerback Ryan Lewis is out with a concussion. LeSean McCoy will return to the starting lineup after fully participating in Thursday and Friday practices. McCoy missed last week's game against the Lions, dealing with a hamstring injury. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock with pregame coverage continuing all morning long over at WGR Sports Radio 550. Around the NFL, two finals from last night, the Tennessee Titans kept their playoff hopes alive, taking down Washington 25-16. The Titans improved to 9-6, but they didn't get help in the AFC wildcard race as the Baltimore Ravens got a big win in LA over the Chargers 22-10. Lamar Jackson surpassed 200 passing yards for the first time this season, adding a touchdown and 39 rushing yards to the performance. Some injury news. Adam Schefter reports Julio Jones will be a game-time decision for the Falcons battling hip and rib injuries. Texans running back Lamar Miller and wide receiver Kiki Kuti will not play in the Texans matchup with Philadelphia. To college football, UB's season comes to a bittersweet ending, falling to Troy in the Dollar General Bowl 42-32. The Bulls fall to 0-3 in bowl games in their school's history. To hockey, the Sabres shut out the Ducks at KeyBank Center last night 3-0. Rasmus Dahlin, Jeff Skinner, and Connor Sheary got on the board for Buffalo. Skinner's goal was his 26th of the year, good for second in the NHL. Jack Eichel finished with the game 2 assists. Linus Allmark got the win in net, notching his second shutout of the season, stopping all 40 Anaheim shots. The Sabres get 4 days off. They are back on the ice Thursday in St. Louis, taking on the Blues. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis on this special holiday show. And I think the Grinch stepped in the room because I just found out that the Grinch showed up for the UB Bulls.
Yeah, it stinks. They had such a historically good year for their football program, and then they lost the MAC championship. They were leading and heading into the fourth quarter, and they blow that one. Northern Illinois comes back, and then in the Dollar General Bowl, it was a close one up until, again, the fourth quarter, and Troy runs away with it. So two disappointing losses to end the season, but overall a great year. You're going to see Anthony Johnson probably get drafted in the first three rounds as a UB wide receiver in the NFL. And then quarterback Tyree Jackson, we'll see what he does. I've heard he could maybe transfer. He might go into the NFL draft early, but a successful year for Leipold and UB's team. And you look at the basketball teams, how successful they've been.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. UB's had a great year for sports.
This region has. And I think that says a lot in terms of our recruiting efforts moving mm-hmm. forward. We're going to be able to recruit some of the best players from around the country.
Well, that's the thing is when you see Khalil Mack dominating the NFL and then you see, you know, a guy like Anthony Johnson getting invited to the Senior Bowl and you see UB get 10 wins this year and Tyree Jackson might end up going to play for a Power 5 school, but you saw him develop here in Buffalo, it's something that can, not even for football, but for basketball too. Like they were ranked 14th and the Marquette loss was tough, but they're still going to be probably ranked in the top 20, I would say, next week. And, I mean, they make another March Madness run, maybe. Maybe they get a couple wins in the tournament this year. They got one last year against a 4 seed in Arizona. DeAndre Ayton, they shut down. He was the first overall pick in the NBA draft. So, like you said, recruiting is going to be huge for them. And then the women's team as well. I mean, they got to the Sweet 16 last year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. That's the deepest any UB team success-wise has gotten with one of their sports programs. Like, they were a couple wins away from getting to the national championship. A UB team, like, that's huge.
Yeah, that's just going to, like you said, recruiting-wise, it's going to attract more talent to come to UB.
Absolutely.
And keep making them a better, stronger athletic program.
Yeah.
And you're a woman athlete. I mean, so from your perspective, what do you think that we need to see in our region in terms of recruiting some of the best women from around the country?
Well, I think I don't know. I guess for women it's different. And it depends on the sports people are in, because a lot of times, you know, if someone's really good, their aspirations are going pro.
But is Buffalo on your map? Is Buffalo on your radar, I guess is what I'm asking. If you're from California, Texas, you know,
it's
regardless.
Amazing. I actually was at UB a few weeks ago, and I talked to one of the communications classes there. We did like a panel discussion, and then we did some mock interviews. And one of the students that I like interviewed, he was on the wrestling team. He was recruited, came over, you know, Division I athlete, and loved the school. And he got amazing internships. So wrestling is what got him here. But, you know, loved Buffalo, and he's an agricultural business major, something along those lines. I can't remember exactly, but which I thought was interesting. So you just have to have, you know, he was like, I know I'm, you know, wrestling's done for me after college. Like, I'm not going pro. It's not going to pay me, like, salary.
Right, I guess it depends on, like, the athlete. I mean,
yeah,
some might come here for a chance to go pro. I mean, they see basketball players getting developed or football players, and they think they have a better chance going here than, you know, another school at a lower conference or even at a higher conference, but maybe they'll get more playing time
here.
Exactly. But it's also, it has to do with, like, majors. That's the thing, mm-hmm. too, is, like, not every player, a very small percentage, actually go pro. The majority
exactly,
of them
yep.
do not. So a lot of deciding where you're going to school, too, for them has to do with, like you said, majors. And that's what was big for me even going to school. I wasn't a college athlete, but, I mean, that's got to – for the majority, you should probably know by the time you get to college just how good you are as an athlete, to the point where you might not have pro aspirations, and what program you should be in school probably has a lot riding on that. And, you know, UB has strong programs and certain things, so of course that plays a factor into it as well.
Yeah, so
are we an attractive market, though?
I think so, for sure.
I think so.
The students I talk to, they, you know, a lot of them are, whether they're from Buffalo or not, they are planning to stay here. There's more internships, more jobs.
And again, I guess it depends on the individual, like where they're from and stuff like that. But I mean, I think it's a pretty nice market, and the sports teams having success is only going to help that publicity. So
there used to be a saying that went, people come here kicking and screaming, why go to Buffalo? Why go to Buffalo? But then once they get here, they don't want to leave.
No, they don't. It might take them some time to develop that Buffalo love, but then they get it. And, you know,
it is what it is, because we have so much to offer. That's why the show is called Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Don't go anywhere. We're having fun. We want you to join us, and we'll see you on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. On behalf of our entire team at Staff Buffalo, we would like to wish everyone Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and a Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Sally Gower, owner of Eat Well Buffalo, wishing you and your family the happiest and healthiest holidays.
Happy Holidays, Buffalo. This is Soda from Start With Sleep, your best resource for natural sleep solutions. Wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, friends. I'm Ron Ashker from Ashker's Juice Bar and Cafe. When you want great food, a wonderful, warm community experience with health and happiness in mind, the answer is Ashker's. Come see us at Ashker's Black Rock, and that's at 414 Amherst Street, right here in Buffalo. Our family wishes you and your family a wonderful, peaceful, and joyous Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with Dale Martin and our wonderful producer, Louie. I love listening to the holiday messages. They just like make me smile.
I was going to cry, but I was really feeling something very special. We have so many partners. Mm-hmm. West New York at Work, partners with a shared vision. They have supported us throughout the year, and we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. You know, too many to mention in one segment, but we know who you are, you know who we are, and we just want to say thank you for your patronage and your support. And we're looking forward to an exciting, exciting 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to my co-host just bringing on more magic.
Bringing on more magic?
More magic, yes. I mean, Louis, I got her to blush.
I hope so. I hope I can bring more magic.
Wow. Okay, we're not supposed to have... I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, Lauren. So
that's
I feel
okay.
Like I did. Okay. Any parting thoughts or things we want to share? Let's start with Louie.
Merry Christmas. Hope everyone gets what they want, and we'll see you
next
Sunday.
What do you want for
Christmas, Louie?
I want money.
Money.
More money.
I've reached the point where gifts aren't really that important anymore to me. So, I mean, anything, I don't really
True
mind that much.
College senior.
Yeah, it's just like, give me gas money so I can come to work.
What do you want, Dale?
What I want more happiness. I want to take West New York at Work to a whole nother platform. I want us to continue to bring joy like we do each and every Sunday. I want to put smiles on the faces of kids. In fact, I want to bring kids into the studio. But for Christmas, what can Santa give me? I would like Santa to give me maybe a new car. A new car, yes.
That's big.
Yes. All right, I second.
I've been looking at too many commercials.
with a nice big ribbon on it?
Yeah, with a big ribbon. What about yourself?
Honestly, this is the first year I don't think I had any ideas to give anyone for Christmas.
No, what do you want for Christmas?
I know. I really don't know. I told my brother and sister-in-law I wanted a gift certificate to the one place I like to work out.
That's the thing.
Running
I feel bad.
Sneakers would be good.
They ask what you want, and I'm like, I don't know.
I don't want anything. Well, you know,
I hate being that person, too, but I really just don't know.
Well, Louie, that's what happens when you go to Disney World for Christmas. And you come back, you know, and you went there and you did not invite your friends. That's what happens.
This one was about family. Next one will be about friends.
Friends. Okay.
I'll go to Disney anytime anyone wants to go.
Okay. Well, Buffalo, you know what? Thank you so much for tuning in to West New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And Louie, You know what? We love you. We appreciate you listening and tuning in each and every Sunday. Have a beautiful week. A Merry Christmas. A
wonderful Christmas.
A wonderful Christmas. Louis, any parting thoughts?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Buffalo. We'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.